Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Blues and Greens. The prodigal son has returned. Bob was one of the first big touring headliners who took a chance on a guy named Dan King. Yeah. A man named Dan King. And he's one of the first ones who started playing here. Played here now more than anyone. So much so that his blues name since the 70s has been, when he was still in the Muddy Waters band, has been Steady Rollin' Bob Margolin. But for the last couple of years, it's been Steady Rollin' Bob Margolin, Prodigal Son of the Outlook. Now it's Steady Rollin' Bob Margolin, Prodigal Son of the Outlook, BFD Bob. Inside joke, you want to know about it? Ask him about it when you're getting his CDs at the break.
Ask her about it.
How good was it?
Known Bob for a lot of years. It's good to have him here tonight. He's also got some CDs here to sell at the break, and a certain percentage of those will be going to the Blue Star Connection philanthropy and the benefit we're having tomorrow night. But you've heard enough from me, ladies and gentlemen. Steady Rollin', Bob Margolin, Prodigal Son of the Outlook.
And proud to be Miss Honeybee. Well, a nice lady at the table just told me that she heard on the radio my song called In North Carolina, which is a love song about how, well, and a very sincere one about how much I love to be home and love my wife. And I was commenting to her that there's very few bluesy songs that are love songs about nice ladies. And I said, but since you mentioned that, maybe I'll do one. She says, oh, you don't have to. We all like songs about people being nasty to each other. So, inspired by that, this one's, none of us is nasty. So, we will dedicate it to the fantasy people who treat each other badly. Hey! Oh, Snowstorms in North Carolina, where I came from right now. It's gorgeous here, and when I get home on Sunday, it'll be nice and sunny, so I'll be able to fly safely. So it's funny the way that stuff works out. We just all do the best we can with it. What about it for this band up here? Of course, I love all of you, but I really love them. Mr. Al Chessis on the harmonica. John Butler on the bass. And got his Vegas drum licks together tonight, definitely. Mr. Willie Packer on the drums. He's also got his New Orleans drum licks together tonight, doesn't he? We were sitting here the afternoon listening to some of the good music that Dan plays over the sound system, just to have fun in his bar. I watched him kind of walking by, bopping around, and they were playing this song when he did that. So I would like to do this for the ambassador of cool, Mr. Dan King.
Back for me, I'm loaded, I can be, I'm with you, I'm coming in, I'm with you. know that you're the woman that you come back to me on.
Sentimental song, because when I was playing in Muddy Waters' band, one of the jobs that I had was to be his bouncer when he did interviews. When he got tired of being interviewed, or the interviewer was asking really stupid questions, Muddy would give me a really imperceptible nod, and I would have the interviewer leave at that point. But one of the benefits was that I also got to hear some of Muddy's answers to some pretty good questions. One of them, which was, what was your favorite song among the ones you've written? I thought that was a mighty good question, and that his answer would be very revealing. It was. It was a song called Screamin' and Cryin'. And it's not the happiest song I ever heard, as you can guess from the title. But I'll play it for you right now, and I think I'm old enough to understand it now. Screaming and crying.
Thank you.
party and for you, definitely. And, oh, towards the end of the time I was in Muddy Waters' band, I made a lot of friends while I was in the band, and there was a young brother and sister about, 18, 19, used to come out to see my gigs, and I believe saw Muddy too at the end of the time that I was with him. And that is the young lady that is helping so much put the Boulder Outlook on the map over here by booking the bands and doing all the email stuff. That's my friend, Honey Cepeda, right there, the Honey Bee. And I always look forward to coming here so that we can get to visit and hang out and have a good time. And she usually asks me to do the song that she used to see my band do back in that time there, and it's another one of these tunes about misery, and this one, I realized that this one is death and murder and suicide at the beach. It was written by the late, great Percy Mayfield, who had a dark side, and I think that's about the only side he had, actually. One of the world's great songwriters. This one's, I've never said this before. This one's for Percy and for Honey.
Thank you.
took for a ride. And we'll spend our lives together in our home beneath the tide. There is an antidote to all those deep blues, and this is a song about it.
I guess it would be for somebody.
I was just talking about drummers with Willie, and he said, you know, I just always try and keep the beat right in the right place, right where the song started anyway. I think he does a little more than that now that I think about it. But I was right when I said, when you got somebody playing those drums loud and strong, the rest of the band got to go with him. Good thing he takes us to a good place. Let's see where he goes on this one.
Thank you.
Driving the band, even though we didn't have to do that to get here tonight. Nice one, Willie. Thank you.
Yeah, really.
I don't care, Al. I'm going to tell them. I'm glad you asked. Oh, we played together here in March, and we did pretty good. And I was thinking, I've been doing gigs with Al for about 5 years now, and I really enjoy his playing. He understands the language of the blues, which is what started our friendship in Denver in about 2003. Anyway, this is just my little perspective from having been here last April and been here again now, but he has refined and succeeded in what he's been trying to do on the harmonica. His phrasing, his tone, his power is knocking the hell out of me. We are having a wonderful time up here, and I'm very inspired to play with your neighbor from right down the road, Mr. Al Chesney. Does that mean I have to let him sing a song now? Okay, but make sure it's really nasty.
How about it, ladies and gentlemen? Steady rolling Bob Margolin, huh? He's got the biggest painting in the whole place.
I really owe you folks a conversation, don't I?
Are you on the Nautilus?
The Nautilus?
And a couple of little ones.
Hold it. What's the Nautilus?
I got really bad news for you. There's no Santa Claus. No that reminds me of another Muddy Waters story. He was sitting in his house around Christmas time in 1973. He had two little girls running around the house. One was a daughter, one was a great-granddaughter. And he was getting a little bit angry at them because they wouldn't stop running when he said so. He grabbed one of them as she went by and he said, "Hey, Black Pepper, what makes you so hot?" And then he said, he wanted to say something that really hurt their feelings. So he did what I did to you. I said, "And I'll tell you something else, there ain't a Santa Claus." 3 years old.
Is his name George Whitesome? Okay.
he's a pro. He's actually on tour being Santa Claus because he has to look kind of naturally. Even though he lost about 30 pounds and has to pat himself now, he does what it takes. And so does the real Santa, and I am on the naughty list since he asked. And now back to our regularly scheduled entertainment. Al has to follow that singing a song.
How about a little Sonny Bill Williamson, huh? Is that right?
Yeah.
He could have been Santa Claus.
Yeah. He was a kindly old soul.
One or two.
Thank you.
is frog booty and that's water poop. Out.
A song for you, a sad one, about not having any friends at all, and finding out there isn't even a Santa Claus. Thank you.
My brother's not a bad guy, and I don't know what to do. Black night is falling. Gee, baby, I hate to be alone. I keep crying for my baby. You know, I guess another day is gone. I feel really low down.
Sitting in the wonderful Blues and Greens restaurant this afternoon, enjoying some chicken fingers, so to speak, and listening to the good music that Dan programmed into the sound system here when I heard one of my favorite musicians do a song I haven't heard in a long time. This is a song with the word blues in it and has none at all within the song. Well, all my friends are bought in the future. It must be going right.
Thank you. room full of bed. I can hear fine footer. Harmonica for you, Mr. Al Chessis. And one of his Delta Sonics is playing on the bass tonight. You want the bottom? We got him. It's Mr. John Butler. On the drums, we have a man who needs no introduction. My name is... My name is Willie. No. Driving the band, sounding better than I've ever heard him tonight, and I've heard him pretty good every time. This is Mr. Willie Tanker. I've got good news and bad news. The bad news. That I'm still selling these same old CDs. I'm due for a new one, and I believe I've got a live one recorded that I hopefully will put out by at least the middle of 2010. But for those of you that don't have, this one has the pretty love song that you heard on the radio. Because it's not a love song to you. And it's got the best music I could possibly make. I played every note on it, and some of it was on basses and drums too and shit, which is kind of scary. And that's the bad news. They are available for sale. I guess that's bad news too. The only way I could redeem myself is to say that I would like to give some of the money tonight that I might make from these to the Blue Star Connection Project, which I think that's one of the few things you can do in the world that is pure good. And my buddy Mr. John Cat is in the house. He's the one that is, I think, the prime mover of that and moves it along. Although, as he was telling me at dinner tonight, it kind of takes care of itself but has a life of its own. And if anything was meant to be, it's the Blue Star Connection, which, in case you don't know about it, what it does is provides instruments for kids with cancer and makes them feel a lot better. And it really works. So John's going to come up over here in the front with me. I'm going to sell the CDs, and he's going to get some for his extremely worthy cause. And if you want to find out more, or if you would like to not be able to come back tomorrow night, you would like to donate to that tonight, you can check out John directly for that, and he'll be glad to tell you about it. But watch out, he is such an inspiring person that you're going to get deep into this stuff along with him. So we'll see you right on the break over here. I'd like to also say that we've got some special surprises, some musicians in the house that I'm looking forward to hearing and playing with that are going to be up on the next set. Not going to tell you who yet. We're going to kind of organize it first so I don't make any mistakes.
But please stick around and pick up on what the bartenders are putting down. Get hip to the tip, put down something for our waiters, waitresses, and bartenders too. Look at him polishing that glass so you don't have to drink any germs. We'll be right back in just a few minutes, and we'll be doing it again tomorrow night in case you didn't know that. But thank you for the first part of this evening. You certainly inspired me to play my very best despite the lack of oxygen, which you're used to and I'm not. Your old wife? Oh, okay. She was wrong about everything else, wasn't she? We'll be right back. My name is Steady Roland Bob Markle. Stay with us.
I know there's a drummer out there somewhere. And I don't mean a wannabe, I mean a specific one. Willie Pegger, there he is.
Yeah.
All right, so the Delta Sonics with Jeremy Vasquez coming up, and then Bob is going to be coming up with another couple special guests.
Can I get another one of these?
Ladies and gentlemen, always a pleasure to be here at the Boulder Outlook with you. Alrighty. Well, we got this great young guitar player in the house, Mr. Jeremy Vasquez. We want to feature him. We got this great drummer too from New Orleans. You've been hearing all about him, Willie Pegger. I'm gonna do an old thing by Smiley Lewis. It's called "I'm a Nervous Fella."
Tell me one time, surely come back home. Come over to my path, come over to my path, baby. Come over to my path, come over to my path, baby. Love you all night, we'll see you every day. I'm a nervous fella.
Something for you. I don't know what it is, but I think it's going to be something good. Hey now. Is everybody having a good time? How about it one more time for this band? I'll be working hard.
Well, you better check my pulse. I must die. Well, you better check my pulse, baby. Yeah, I believe I must die. Well, I met an angel last night, and I think she saved my life. Well, late in the evening, a little girl, she called my name. It was late in the evening, baby, a little girl, she called my name. Well, you need to check my pulse, honey, and make sure I'm still alive. Blow, man, blow!
Thank you.
It's a dream, you must agree.
I said if this ain't heaven,
it's a dream, you must agree.
And had I been a dream, babe, honey, you better let me sleep.
This next guy is coming up, but he's on the list. He signed up. How about Steady Rolling Bob Margolin, huh?
That's what I love about the second set. The artistic statement is over. Now we just have fun jamming with our friends. Jeremy, thank you. That sounded wonderful. And anytime you hear that Al Chessis and the Delta Sonics are going to be around, you can see blues that good. Damn, I think I just stay here. Speaking of jamming with my friends, there's a young man I met a couple of years ago, and as soon as I heard him, I go, wow. Then he gave me his album, and I said, wow, wow. And he came over to here one night to sit in. We only had one guitar and one amp here, so I said, here, take mine. I'll watch you. He went up on the stage and sounded wonderful. Wow. But tonight, he has some equipment with him. He has a guitar and an amplifier, and now we're finally going to get to have our revenge on the blues and play together. Please welcome your neighbor, Mr. Jack Haverty. Oh,
Jack. Woo, Jack. Yeah, man.
And on the bass, Mr. Bob Tiger. Jumping off the bandstand right now with style and grace, Mr. John Butler. And I was just telling Jack that I asked him what he wanted to play, and he told me it's a really wonderful B.B. King song. It is a message song. And I told him I was playing in a bar one time, and somebody asked me to do this song, and I said, absolutely not. It would be ridiculous for me to do this song. And the person probably thought I was an asshole. But after you hear the words to it, which he's going to do so strongly and deeply, you'll see why I wouldn't do it.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Oh, no.
Thank you. I got some new problems for y'all, and everybody wants to know why I'm singing the blues. Been around a long time, people not really paid.
Jack Hadley singing and playing his guitar for you, and Bob Packer on the
radio. Yeah, I'd like to do one more. You want to sing another one? That
sound mighty good to me, and now we finally get to play together at the same time in the same room. Everything else is on the internet these days.
Thank you. I'm sinking down.
Jack Haveley singing and playing his guitar. Bob Tiger on the bass. Don't they sound good? I'm finally glad I got to do that. Ah, and here comes Mr. John Butler back up to the bandstand to play some bass. And met a young man here tonight, I believe, for the first time. And he asked me if I knew any songs by, well, a guy that was a friend of mine a long time ago, and we lost him, and believe it or not, he's actually known for a lot more than being my friend. His name was Stevie Ray. And he certainly, I bet he turned a lot of people in this room onto this kind of music, and nobody loved it any more than him. I wrote a song, around the time I wrote him, and around the time that I met Stevie in the 70s in Austin. And I gave it to Muddy Waters to sing, and the last time I recorded, which is on the album that some of you just bought, happened right at the time the man that gave Stevie his start playing in some clubs and helped him get some recognition, Clifford Antone from the Clifford Antone's nightclub in Austin, passed away right when I was recording the song. And so I turned the song into a Texas shuffle. And now I'd like to dedicate it to Clifford and to Stevie and to my new friend Ken Dog. We'll take this to blues school right here. Now, if you don't mind, I'm just gonna see if I can start it out by playing some of the blues licks that Stevie did right at the beginning of it, and I think that we'll all be able to catch it, and then I'll turn it into my song. Thank you.
for me. Every once in a while, I ask somebody on the bandstand, what do you feel like playing? And they feel like playing something that was a better idea than I would have had, just like Willie did. So let's give him a little bit. Cheat. Oh, Lord.
An angel on the day we met. Ever since I kissed you, darling, you know I can't forget your red hot kisses. Your red hot kisses. I kiss you, darling. What you got such a cold, cold heart. You took me for my money, and you bought your clothes and shoes. Now you got a good day, and I really got the blues over your red hot kisses. Your red hot kisses. Your red heart, this is darling. But you got such a cold, cold heart.
Thank you.
Folks, the clock on the wall says that's about all. But thank you for coming out on this Friday night with us. On the bass, Mr. John Butler. Wow, as far as I can tell, this is drums as good as it gets right here, Mr. Yeah. Willie Payne. Just back from Goodwill hunting for Christmas. Mr. Al Chess is on the harmonica. How about it for the young man that came up here and played with Al's band over here, Mr. Jeremy Rathmore. Wow. And I am so glad that I got a chance to jam tonight with Mr. Jack Hadley. Well, I tell you what, why don't you just sit right where you are and meet me for breakfast at about 8 in the morning right here. That's easy for you to say. I really, really appreciate all the folks that picked up some of the CDs tonight. And as I said, some of that money is going to go right to the Blue Star Connection. Which reminds me, we have a very important event right here at the Boulder Outlook tomorrow night. We will be playing for the Blue Star Connection and make it a very, very special evening. As I say, it's one of the few things in the world that you can give to and feel good about 100%. This is definitely the right thing to do in a very, very complicated and world full of blues that is not blues music, know what I mean? We'll see you right here tomorrow. Thanks for being so nice to us tonight. Take care of our bartenders, waiters, and waitresses. My name is Steady Willie, Bob Marley. Fire, turn off your snare drum. Here he comes. This is how blues guitar players shake hands and get to know each other.
I do.
John Cad, what he's having. I want to have one of them.
let me take you down. Way down on Bad Avenue. Let me take you down. Way, way down on Bad Avenue. Where all the men tow shotguns and little girls carry pistols too. To it with his wife, and she took two steps, you know, she stabbed him with a knife. Well, let me take you down, way down on Bad Avenue. All the men tow shotguns, women would carry razors too.
When I was loving you, you just wouldn't understand. Now you've gone and left me for some other man. That's all. I know I'll never be the same, but that's alright. I think I saw my baby on the corner of Bad Avenue tonight.
Get the Christmas discount.
Oh, my new buddy Jeremy right there. Thanks for being here.